Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 3 in the Sefer Chayvos Halavos Shar HaBitachon. And we're talking about trusting in Hashem. And the benefits of trusting in Hashem is having peace of mind, even in this world. And then he writes as follows, "Mipnei she'im eino b'teach b'elokim," if one is not relying on Hashem, "b'teach b'zulasai," then he relies on something else. "U'misha b'teach b'zulas Hashem," anyone who trusts in something other than Hashem, "may sir alakim ashkachas mi alav," Hashem removes his supervision from that man, "or may niach oisei biyad misha batach alav," and leaves him in the power of the to whomever he trusts. So if someone says, "I'm relying on Hashem, but if he won't help me, I'll go to my uncle to help me," that's a big mistake. Person needs to know there's nothing but Hashem in this world. Now, could you ask people for help? Yes, that may be part of a shtadlus, but not to rely on them, to recognize it's Hashem that decides who and how you'll be helped but with. And that quality of trust will give a person peace of mind that will transform his life. He doesn't trust nature. He doesn't trust chance. He doesn't trust the stock market. He doesn't trust anything but Hashem. Because if you trust in anyone but Hashem or anything but Hashem, his trust will always turn out to be a failure. Because if Hashem is not involved in helping the man, nothing could help him. There's no such thing as meaningless chaos in the world. Everything is measured. Everything is from Hashem. It's like it says in Yirmiyah, "Kishtayim rois asa ami." Yirmiyah Perek Bey says, they did two bad things, my nation. Number one, I see Azum Mekar Mayim Chayim. They forsook me, and I am a fountain of living water. And then the next negative thing is, Lach Tzev Lahem Bayreis Bayreis Nishbarim. They were digging for themselves pits, broken pits that cannot hold water. In other words, number one is, they left Hashem, they forsook Hashem. Number two is, they relied on something worthless. Because anything other than relying on Hashem is a mistake. Part of developing this bitachon and this peace of mind is actually to verbalize, to say the words of "I trust in Hashem." That's already an accomplishment. For example, you look at Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Aleph, Pasuk Beis, "Oim el Hashem," I will say of Hashem, "Machsi, you are my refuge, Umetzudasi, and you're my fortress, Elikam, my God, Eftach Boy, I will trust in you," or "Shema Yisrael, blessed are you, Yisrael, Hashem Aleikein, Hashem our God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one." So we have to say the words, Hashem is the only one. We say to him, outside of yourself, nothing exists. Not relying on governments, not relying on relatives, not relying on college degrees, not relying on my real estate, I'm relying only on you, Hashem, nobody else. Yes, it's hard to feel often, but it's easy to say, but you need to start saying it. By saying the words, ultimately it'll seep in. That's when you want to daven with kavanah, you start concentrating on the words, but you have to say the words. Brought down another pasuk in Halal Ha'am Manti, "I believed," why? "Ki adaber," because I spoke. You transform yourself by saying words of bitachin. I trust you. V'yadata hayoyim, you should know today. This is a pasuk in Devarim Perek Beis, Perek Dalet rather, Pasuk Lamites, and it's in Aleinu as well. V'yadata hayoyim, you shall know this day, v'ashivayis alavecha, and the day you'll take to heart. Ki Hashem welkim, God, Hashem is our God. Einoid. There's no other. There's no one else. That is really the concept. Efes ulasai. There is no one but him. The other pasuk basically says, Vayamiru evamar vayamiru es kavodim betav neshar eichel esev. When they made the golden calf, they exchanged their glory for the likeness of an ox that eats grass. Vayamar kosev, and the pasuk says, Baruch hagever, blessed is the man, asher yiftach b'Hashem, who trusts in Hashem, vayi Hashem miftachi, and Hashem will be his trust. Va'omar, and the pasuk in Tehillim says, Perek Mem, Ashi Hashem Gever Asher Sam Hashem Eftachai. Fortunate is the man who made Hashem his trust. Ashi Gever, blessed is the person Asher Sam Hashem Eftachai, who made Hashem his trust, and does not turn to idolatry or those who speak falsehood. And it says, cursed is the person who trusts in human beings, and he makes the people who are nothing but flesh and blood his strength, and his heart turns away from Hashem. Person needs to recognize that his help does not come from human beings. His help comes from Hashem. What is a human being? After he dies, his body begins to disintegrate, is not there anymore. He happens to be rich, makes promises he doesn't mean, and can't carry it out, will not carry it out, doesn't pay to trust him. You see, you visit the cemetery, it's full of people that were previously rich. So you say, I'm not turning away from Hashem. I'm going to trust Hashem. But to say, I'm not turning away from Hashem and I still believe in Hashem, but I'm believing in also this fine man who made me a friend because he's honest and sincere, that's not correct. You can't trust even in a big tzaddik. He says, Rav Avigdor Miller, fascinating. Even if Avraham Avinu gave you promises, don't trust him. Now, there's something called Emunas Chachamim, to believe in Talmid Chachamim, but the concept is ultimately, even Emunas Chachamim, trust in Chachamim, trust in Gedolim, is because you're trusting Hashem, who they are close to. That is the true key to all this. And to not trust your wisdom either. You're supposed to use your mind to the best of your ability, but recognize all wisdom comes from Hashem. If someone relies on his own wisdom, and his strategies for success, or his physical strength, or his efforts to carry it out, and his strength will weaken, and his strategies will fall short from to achieve its desired goal. Like the pasuk says, he traps wise men with their own cunning. In other words, the chachamim, these clever tricks and schemes, will really ruin them. There's a lot of people who made money in the market and then lost all that money in the market. Now, is there anything wrong with investing in the stock market? Absolutely not. People do it all the time. They do their normal ishtadlis, but they don't bank on it. They don't put trust in the stock market. I trust Hashem, and I'm using whatever I know about the stock market to help me with that. Kaihela says, Shifty v'ra'oi tachas Hashem ishki loy l'kalam ha'mei rates, look that the race does not belong to the swift, v'loy l'agibarim ha'melchama, and the battle does not go to the mighty, v'loy gam l'chacham lechem, and the bread does not go to the wise. So success in life does not come as a result of your abilities. That's why very weak people sometimes win wars. And it's the bottom line is Hashem works this way. Now, sometimes Hashem wants to hide himself, place the world in a natural order, so it looks like there's cause and effect. But we have to look beneath that and pierce beyond that and recognize that there's really no such thing as cause and effect. Hashem is the primary cause of everything. Kfir and Rush over Avu, the young lions are full of energy but became poor and hungry. Vidarshi Hashem Liachsu Khotaiv. Those that seek Hashem, the will of Hashem will not lack good. And this teaches us that we rely on Hashem, and when we do so, He will reward us by giving us what we need. So may Hashem help us develop that peace of mind, saying words of bitachin, trusting Hashem and not other people. And this will bring us a special Menuchas HaNefesh, a special peace of mind and a calmness of heart. Bracha Natzlacha.